You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER. My name is Shane and I'm joined in the studio by Alison from the BQ blog for the weekly feed. Alison, what have you been eating?
Oh, everything. But lately I've been really getting into some different variations of pork rolls.
Pork rolls?
Yes, we'll say pork rolls without pork. Sometimes pork rolls with lots of pork.
What does a pork roll without pork taste like? Surely dry and barren.
No. Because you can have different variations. So, like, for example, if you're vegetarian, you can even have a Vietnamese, you can still get the lovely crispy bread roll. You have all the sort of coriander, pickled carrot, pickled radish, and, you know, maybe or maybe not mayonnaise, depending on what you sort of where you lean.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of the magic sort of magic sauce and things like that. So you still get some really nice flavours of Vietnamese food, but without having to have the meat in it. So
yeah, and where do you think is the best place in Sydney for a pork roll? Because there are so many options.
It is really, really hard to say. So I think a lot of places do pork rolls really well. There's some that get singled out all the time as being the best, and that I won't go into that argument.
No, step right in.
But I think as long as they have a really, really crisp roll, to me that's the first thing. When you bite into it, the first thing that should do is like shatter. You know, that's really the, for me, that's the prime thing. The next thing is the pate that they use. I think the pate that they use should be excellent. And they shouldn't have too much carrot and all the fillings inside as well. I think that's really, really important. Some of them just stuff it full of shredded carrot and that just makes it too much, like, flavour of the one thing.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
It's a delicate balance.
It is. But the place that I've been looking at recently is a place called Destination Roll, and there have been a few of them popping up around Sydney, and they do a lot of variations on just the standard pork roll. So your standard pork roll usually has this type of what I call Vietnamese Devon, but it's called Cha Lua, and it's different types of pressed ham.
And I have always wondered what that line of spam is.
The pink one and the white one. And then they might put a bit of roast pork in that as well. But Destination Roll do variations on that. So they'll do one that has really crisp pork crackling in it. That one's really, really good. If you really like crispy pork, that's fantastic. They'll do a barbecue pork one, which is a style of barbecue pork, which is often found in, say, like Singapore. And it's like really pressed and sweet and spicy pork. They'll also do a steak banh mi as well. So it's like lemongrass cooked steak. So it's like a stir-fried chopped up beef mixed through with lemongrass, and then that's all shoved into the pork roll. That's pretty special. That's a pretty nice one. If you like really need like a huge hit, that's perfect. In the morning, this is breakfast, they do a bacon and egg one.
So bacon and egg pork roll.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Well, it's got it's actually a little omelette inside, so with crispy bacon and a little bit of mayonnaise and a little bit of salad. So you still get those, you know, those little Vietnamese flavours through, but, you know, with the classic bacon and egg roll. So that's a perfect one for breakfast. They do a tuna roll. They do the chicken roll. So, you know, and the chicken roll is beautiful roast chicken, and it's warm. So that's a really lovely one. Say like on a lovely day like today where you want something really warm and comforting. The roll's a little bit warm. The chicken's warm. So that's a really nice one too.
Oh, thank you so much, Alison. If you're not hungry now.
I'm going to go get one.
This is making me hungry and I'm a vegetarian. Thank you so much, Alison.
You're welcome.
We'll hear again from you next week.
Thank you. Bye.